USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The longest short-term partial government shutdown in U.S. history ended when President Trump signed off on a short-term spending measure that is good for the next 3 weeks. If a deal on border security isn't reached during that time, the Trump administration says the government could quite possibly shut down again. White House Director of Strategic Communications Mercedes Schlapp says President Trump is looking at all options when it comes to funding the border wall.
Obviously, he has discussed in the past about declaring a national emergency. Our goal right now is to ensure that Congress can come up with a plan of action.
President Trump's former associate, Roger Stone, is planning on pleading not guilty tomorrow in a D.C. federal court. Outside his Florida home, Stone also said the case against him was an abuse of raw power. In Chicago, snow has caused over 1,000 flights at O'Hare Airport to be canceled. You're listening to USA Radio News.
From Sky Pass Entertainment comes The Least of These, The Graham Stain Story.
The law states that no person shall convert or attempt to convert any person from one religious faith to another. And yet not one missionary has been charged.
When speculation mounts that a local missionary is converting locals to Christianity in India.
Leprosy is the veil behind which Stains operates, the tool he uses.
A journalist must choose between his own ambition and the truth.
You bring me evidence of illegal conversion.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739.
Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.